Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, 8th of January. We got news yesterday that the USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service will allow imports of feeder cattle from Mexico to partially resume the week of January 20th. Imports will be slow at first due to the need to implement and test new protocols. Live animal movements expected to resume fully sometime after the initial reopening, probably more like end of the month or February. AFA suspended imports of live cattle and bison from Mexico November 22nd following the detection of New World screwworm along Mexico's southern border. U.S. authorities have been working to develop protocols to screen animals coming into the country. Some of them are and which will be put in place January 20th. Facility inspections. Both countries have agreed on protocols, but implementation requires facility inspections and approvals. A 7-day quarantine after animal checks, and the most important port to get moving again, Santa Teresa, New Mexico. About 250,000 to 300,000 fewer head of feeder cattle estimated to have been imported due to the suspension. The trade disruption has been supporting feeder cattle and calf prices in the U.S. and is obviously going to have a significant effect on the markets today, this week. A recent Washington Post report said President-elect Trump's aides are considering narrowing his tariff plans so they would only apply to limited, specific, critical imports. However, Farm Policy News says Trump denied that would happen later in the day. In Trump's words in a Truth Social post, he says the story, which quoted so-called anonymous sources, which don't exist, incorrectly states my tariff policy will be pared back. That is wrong, he said. If it would come to fruition, that plan would mark a significant narrowing of the universal tariffs of 10 to 20% that Trump proposed during his campaign, a move which economists expected to drive up consumer prices and distort global trade patterns. The EPA and Customs and Border Protection have answers on why claimed-to-be-used cooking oil, mainly from China, is allowed into the U.S. But one senator isn't satisfied. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says
EPA revealed it relies on foreign records to prove used cooking oil meets the renewable fuel standard requirement. The EPA shouldn't resort to blind faith when determining the validity of foreign feedstocks, especially when 40% of the supplies come from China.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a look at the markets right after this break.